brother, brother, what's that? Right? I just recorded the best podcast that I think I've recorded in a long time, and somehow there was an issue uploading it. So here's a condensed version. Health is your wealth, right? That's what we say. Health is your wealth. Let me just adjust this mic one time. Okay, health is your wealth. That's where we're going to start. So I was at the gym today, and there was tons, I mean tons of motivation in that gym. Oh, and I just got back from a global adventure, and so being in the gym, most of my motivation came from just being out of my routine, feeling the energy of being back into my safe space, my place of growth and development, right? It's like if I've been to church after not being in church, if that's your thing, makes you feel so good after you leave, right? If you see friends and family and it makes you feel good after you see friends and family because you have a great family. But the gym has always kind of been that for me. So I know it might have struck when I said motivation, most of my male listeners would have thought, oh, there must have been some baddies in the gym, right? But no, that's not what I mean. Although there was tons of that. It is spring break, so people have ordered spring workout uniforms, and these workout outfits are becoming more and more invisible by the day. So shout out to Gymshark, Fashion Nova, Fenty, and everybody else making these spandex outfits that are supposed to be for working out, not stripping. Anyway, here we are talking about this topic where health is your wealth. And I would say what inspired this today was I saw a lot, and I just drew a connection between a couple of people that have recently reached out to me talking to me about body dysmorphic disorder, a somatoform disorder of the mind, which makes people see themselves in ways that are not accurate with what other people might see in the mirror, right? Girls that have great bodies, guys that have very decent bodies, see themselves as too small, or see themselves as too weak. They get fixated on their calves, or, you know, let's say like me, the at the age where the hairline starts to recede, the thinning begins, right? And so I might take a photo and everyone says, oh, this guy looks so handsome in this photo. But all I see is this version of myself that looks so old and worn out compared to what I looked like when I was, I don't know, 19, right? Hairline thriving, youth exuding from the skin. And so I might look at every photo with this negative perception, like this ugly filter essentially is added to everything that I do. Well, it happens the same way. And I actually did my senior thesis on this before I graduated. And at that time, social media was not as influential as it is now. So the main contributors were the media. The only way that men were affected by it were by being too short, having a small penis, or balding. Women were affected by it in many ways, being too big, too small, too short, too fat, too thin, the wrong skin color, the wrong hair color, the lips not being big enough, all these minor details that people become fixated on. But there's a spectrum with body dysmorphic disorder, but I'm finding that there is a new category, and it is people that are aesthetically appeasing, people that I would say look very good, or should look very good, but tend to not feel like they do, and it's in an unhealthy way. And I believe that as social media has given the condition, I think it also governs the condition, because we'll see some contributing factors, like they may or may not go to that little room and take that look at this ass picture every day. They may or may not wear these invisible workout outfits. So you can see that coochie, you can see the booty hole when they do the squats. I mean, you can see nipples, nipple rings, you can see everything. And listen, not complaining, not judging, not here for any of that. Just saying that when we are fed and led by outside influences to feel however we feel about what we have built, right? It can often lead to an unhealthy relationship where we feel like, man, if I am not, you know, at this level or getting this level of response, even on XYZ or said day. When I post this picture, I'm not getting that dose of dopamine. I'm not getting that dose of validation. I'm not getting that dose of reciprocity that I'm used to. So that obviously must equate to me not being where I once was or looking as good as I am supposed to. People don't like me as much. And the goal of all this, health is your wealth. The goal is all this is to love yourself. The goal of all this is self-mastery. The goal of all this is to live longer and to look healthy as you feel on the inside. I speak from personal experience. My goal was always to make the outside match the inside. And I say I'm still not there because I know that it is from the inside that we build ourselves. Famous quote, a very healthy life is a healthy mind. And a somatoform disorder is a disorder of the mind. And regardless of the body looking amazing, I'm talking about, I've seen girls that have unbelievable bodies, but have an unbelievably unhealthy relationship with the way they look. And I have mentored guys that have fantastic builds and great physiques that the average guy would say, man, I'll trade that for this, right? But that person looks in the mirror and they don't see what we see. That girl doesn't believe she's as attractive as she is. So she ends up with a guy that ends up playing on her insecurities, and he ends up with a girl that knows right when to say in the middle of an argument, your calves are shit, right? Because this is just what happens when you're not healthy, you're not whole. You have these voids and you try to fill them with things like, we won't even get into that. But moving on, Shakespeare said, our bodies are our gardens and our wills are our gardeners. So having the discipline to go to the gym, any results, right? But still pushing forward because it has to work. It has to. It just has to work. Believing in it. My shirt right now, a great brand by this brother from Haywood County, Tennessee. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I met him at Soul House the other night, and he was selling the shirt that says, "It takes faith, my nigga." Verbatim, and it's in small print, and the name of the brand is Every Nigga Deserves, right? And so if you're not black, you don't need to be saying that, but it's a black owned business. I'm a black man, and he's from a town not far from mine, so I had to support it. I was proud to support it, and as a matter of fact, I love it. I love the message, and because it does take faith, my nigga, it does. Anyway, so early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise, right? You are what you eat. Consistency is more important than perfection. And healthy outside starts from the inside. And the very key to a healthy life is a healthy mind. And so many people spend their health gaining wealth and then spend their wealth regaining their health. And so within everything else that I've said, that this is mostly about the balance, right? It is the fourth pillars that I've been preaching for, I don't know, over a decade now. Sleep, food, exercise, and water. Are we sleeping 7 to 9 hours? Are we eating 1,860 to 2,460 calories on a daily basis? Is that predominantly made up of protein, fiber, and healthy carbs? Great. Are you exercising 4 or 5 days a week? Okay, you're taking a rest day, and then you're working your weakness at least one day, an active rest day, right? And you're drinking 3.68 liters of water a day, okay, on average, okay, good quality water, okay. And the last and most important one, the stress. Yeah, how are you doing there? How are you managing that stress? And what's so funny to me is when I first onboard a new client, we go over this, and they're between the ages of like 12 and 17, I'll say 12 and 16, they normally stop me about the 20%, 30% mark, right, when I'm shading it in. And if they're around the age of 18 to 21, 22, it's always about halfway full, sometimes 70% full, just depending on the person. But the average person that I train, athlete, non-athlete, mom, single, anybody that's an adult, an American adult that I train, stress level is always around 70%. The sleep's always a plus minus or a minus. Food is always a plus minus. Exercise, oftentimes it's a plus. Water, typically a plus minus as well. Now, sleep resets the hormones. Great for the mental health, great for the brain, right? What happens if you sleep deprived? Start hallucinating. Literally, you become delirious, delusional, right? Food, what happens? We build up, well, I have this food sensitivity, I have this sensitivity, I have this sensitivity. You eat without discipline, you develop conditions. Whether you have an allergic reaction to gluten or not, if all you eat is bread, you're going to start looking like a bread body. If all you eat is potato chips, you will have a bag of potato chips body. Whether you're thin or fat, you will look like a sack of potato chips, either deflated bag or inflated bag. So it's about the consistencies, right? And consistency is more important than perfection. So it does you no good to get on Instagram and see a girl with gat, dying with that wagon, right? It doesn't matter. If you get on Instagram, you see a bro that's just swole as all get out. That ain't you, bruh. That ain't you, baby. Lil Punky, that's not you. You take that long, dry erase board booty that you got, and you believe in that booty. Because it's going to take some faith, my nigga, like my shirt says. You believe in that, and you work that, because that's what you got to work with. And you can always improve. There's variables to this thing called health. And if you water that garden that Shakespeare's talking about, our body is. Well, let me get to the fact that your body is a heavenly vessel made in the image of God that is yours to perfect. And you should take the utmost pride and respect in that body. You should not share it with everybody in the world. You should not give it to everybody in the world. You should not post it for everybody in the world. But I am not here to preach to you. You do whatever you want to do with your body, your choice, right? So we think until we find out otherwise. 7 to 9 hours of sleep, baby. That's a variable that you don't want to play with. Resets those hormones, resets that brain chemistry, keeps you balanced, right? Food, obviously there's a gut-brain balance, right? So what I eat is how I think, not the other way around. First brain is in your stomach, because that is what fuels the brain that's in your head. And believe it or not, we all started out as assholes. So I would say your stomach is it's just another brain. Anyway, bad diet, brain fog. These things are, there's tons of correlations if you want to find it. Exercise, what do we know about that? Keeps us grounded, keeps us centered, keeps us whole. Norepinephrine, dopamine, serotonin. These things are balanced out with exercise. It is the greatest thing you can do for your mental and physical and spiritual health. Exercise is the way. They say cleanliness leads to godliness. Man.